You're listening to WBHM, and I'm Rachel Lindley. It's Christmas time. Presents, lights, decorations. For many, it's the most wonderful time of the year. But for our guest blogger, Javasia Harris-Bowser, not so much. She writes about that in her monthly blog post for WBHM. Javasia, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
You say that when people ask you what you want for Christmas, your honest answer is December 26th. I think it's safe to say you're not a fan of the Christmas holiday. And why?
Yes, you would be right. I am not a fan of Christmas. And there are several reasons. Most Christmas music annoys me, and forced family visits usually end in arguments and disagreements. And one of the main things that bothers me is just how much money that we all spend, because we feel like we have to show our love for our family and our friends by buying things. But oftentimes we end up spending way more money than we actually have, and oftentimes on gifts that our family and friends actually don't want. And so I just feel like there's just so much pressure as well. People feel like they have to, especially for parents, they feel like they have to make Christmas so magical and so perfect for their children. And you just feel like you have to see all these people, be all these places, buy all these things. It's just a lot of stress and a lot of pressure.
It's the sense of obligation that you think doesn't really bring out the best in people.
Right, exactly. I mean, some people think that I don't like Christmas. And when I say I don't like Christmas, they think it means that I don't like my family, which is completely not true. I love my family and I love spending time with them, but I don't need a holiday dictating to me that I need to spend time with them. I just will spend time with them. And I've seen forced family get-togethers turn into arguments. That's happened sometimes in my own family. I have friends who also don't like Christmas, and usually that's something that happens for their families as well.
Your family, they play cards on the holidays.
Yes, we love playing cards. And I love that about my family. But sometimes, you know, when those arguments happen, there will be a card table flipped over sometimes.
But of course, in the spirit of Christmas.
Right, of course.
So, Javasia, I am sure that you are not alone. There are probably some other closeted and maybe not so closeted Christmas haters out there as well listening to this. What is your advice to fellow loathers of Christmas who are forced to endure all of this holiday cheer?
Well, first of all, know that you are not alone. I find that it actually is helpful to find other people who don't like Christmas, because you can sit around and joke about it. And that's really fun. Also, grumpy cat memes are very encouraging as well. There are several grumpy cat memes about the holidays. So one that's my favorite is someone says to Grumpy Cat, "Have a Merry Christmas," and the meme says, "Don't tell me what to do." I love that one. Also, I'm watching movies like Bad Santa. And, you know, if you really are worried about not having enough money to buy gifts for everybody, just be honest about that and maybe suggest doing something like Secret Santa or Dirty Santa or something like that. And if you really do have serious family issues and that's why you don't want to get together with your family for Christmas, just spend time with your friends instead. So there are practical things that you can do as well. And also, just remember, December 26th is coming.
Javasia Harris-Bowser is the founder of See Jane Wright, and she blogs for WBHM. You can check out her new column for WBHM at WBHM.org. Well, thank you, Javasia, for joining us.
Thank you.
I'm Rachel Lindley, and this is WBHM.